It is time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Dance, little DJ, come on.
Raul Campos is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. He is back with us once again. Hi, Raul.
Hola, Jeremy.
And let's get to some of the music that you brought us. This is the New York-based Busca Buya featuring Helado Negro. This is Frio. Kind of a dreamy sound there. Tell us what you like about this one.
Totally. Well, it's a kind of a trip-hop, chill-out vibe. Busca Buya, which is a Puerto Rican couple, and they're based in New York, and Busca Buya actually means troublemaker. And in Spanish, so many different regions have different terms for slang, and it's a trip to see Busca Buya mean troublemaker. But this one's a great collaboration with Helado Negro. So there are a couple of Latin alternative acts that are based in New York. And actually, Busca Buya was the Discovery Award recipient for the Latin Alternative Music Conference in 2015. So I've been a big fan since day one.
As has your colleague Aaron Bird of KCRW, who also brought us a song from Busca Buya a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Well, this is their second EP. The first one was on Kitsune, and this one's self-released, and it's on their own label called Baby Making Music. And it's kind of a beautiful vibe because they're both from different areas. Helado Negro's from Miami, Busca Buya's from Puerto Rico, and coming to New York, cold winter, so frio, which means cold, it's step out of the cold hurts, come into my cave out of this cold is what they're talking about.
All right, well, let's get to the next one. This is the British group that a lot of people know, Jamiroquai. This is Automaton. That's Jamiroquai, all right. I mean, it just, you can hear the link from Virtual Insanity from the 90s right to that one.
Yeah, they still have a dance vibe, which I love, but after 7 years of rock dust, like star JK and company returned. So, and it's really cool. It's inspired by today's kind of digital world and the rise of technology, like, you know, smartphones, artificial intelligence, and you name it. So it's kind of a very apropos time to be releasing a track like this.
Has Jamiroquai been up to much since the hits back in the 90s?
You know, they've been coming out with albums, and like I said, the last one was 7 years ago, so it was a bit of a dry spell for us that are big fans of Jamiroquai, especially here at KCRW. But, you know, it's good to see them back and in fine form, and I love the video as well for the song where he's, you know, going to different areas, whether he's at the beach, in the desert, out in the forest, and of course with his signature dance moves. So it's good to see him back.
Yeah, it's definitely a great dance tune, this one.
Mm-hmm. And I definitely need one of those helmets that he's wearing in the video.
Okay, we'll see if we can get that to you.
All right, cool.
Meanwhile, you wanted us to hear some new music from the Portland-based band, originally from New Mexico, The Shins. This is Name For You. And this is off a new album coming out next month. It's the first in 5 years for The Shins.
Absolutely. It's Heartworms. And also, you know, for some time we've been waiting for James Mercer to come out with new music. And he's been doing collaborations with people like Danger Mouse and a few others. But yeah, it's good to see a new Shins album that he actually produced. And I just love James's voice. It has just like such an infectious and bubbly sound to it. Almost pop, but you know, nothing wrong with popular music. But he definitely has just a very warm feel to his vibe.
Hmm. And what do you like about this song in particular?
Well, you know, this is the second song that's been floated out from the album. The first one was Dead Alive, and this one, Name For You, is really inspired by him being a dad, and he has two daughters. You know, it's him growing up, basically, and talking about empowerment to women, specifically his daughters, and the hardships that women still face today.
All right, well, we have time for one more, and it is from the Canadian band Arcade Fire, featuring Mavis Staples. This is called I Give You Power.
I give you power over me. I give you power. Now gotta be free. I give you power. But now I'm sick. I give you power. I can take it away. I can take it away.
Now, some people saw this song, which was released right before Donald Trump's inauguration, as a political message with that lyric there, I give you power, I can take it away.
Absolutely. And featuring the one and only Mavis Staples, who originally from Chicago, Illinois, at 77, sounding fantastic with Arcade Fire. But yeah, that's actually what it is. They're not afraid to speak their mind. And it's exactly that. And I think it's going out specifically to Trump supporters that voted for him and say, hey, look, we gave you this power and we can take it back. So it's for those who really aren't happy with the outcomes of, you know, how life is today.
Have you seen a lot of protest music out there or politically themed music coming out?
There's been a few. There's been that compilation, 30 songs, 30 days, you know, that are all, you know, and it's so many great artists of today that have done actual protest music. But, you know, you can even go back to all the classics. And, you know, even the other day, without even thinking about it, I played Bob Marley Get Up Stand Up, and people are thinking, oh, yeah, he's playing protest music. It's like, you know, it's always the struggle. You know, there's social issues, and especially these days with everything going on.
I just remember also listening to Arcade Fire here that I saw them in 2005 in L.A. at the Hollywood Bowl. I actually think it might have been a KCRW event. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they were opening for David Byrne, potentially. And, you know, they were new on the scene at that point, but they were just incredible. It's amazing that they have stayed on top for so long.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, this is just a single. It's not part of an album yet. Maybe it will show up on an upcoming album. But even Mavis Staples, I mean, she's not afraid to speak her mind. She was even featured on a track with Chuck D from Public Enemy, who obviously is known for his public advocacy. And the song that she did with him was called Give We the Pride. So it's, you know, it's always there. And you know that artists like Arcade Fire, Public Enemy, Mavis Staples, they're going to be voicing their opinion for sure.
That's Raul Campos, a DJ at KCRW, sharing some music with us this week. Raul, thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. Just go on Spotify and search for NPR Here and Now. You can also find us on Apple Music or at hereandnow.org.
I can take it away. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me.